Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Toby.
And this is the Whispering Woods Extra. This extra is all about
more hide-behinds.
Yeah, I've got three more stories today about hide-behinds. Now, in the first story, they describe it as an SW because they don't want to say skinwalker. Now, because there is such disagreement about what a skinwalker is, it's like the Western world is just taking it and run with it, and it's not really true to Native American folklore. I've called it a hide behind. It works, you know, because he does refer to it as something else because he doesn't want to say skinwalker. And it does sound like a hide behind. So that's what I'm going with. Okay, so just go with it.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for the first story?
Yes, I am.
It's currently dawn and I can't sleep. So I decided to ruin my night by telling you about one of the most terrifying encounters I've ever had. Also, this happened 3 or so months ago. Good times. So a few things before I start. I have no idea what I encountered. I haven't obsessively researched the ever-loving snot out of this because, honestly, I'm scared. But I believe I saw an SW. I read that speaking its name summons it. And considering I still live in the house where I saw it, I'm not taking any chances. Well, technically, I saw its eyes. Also, instead of referring to this thing as an SW, all the other names I saw on the internet, which I can't remember because I'm tired, its new name is now the hide behind. A little about me. My name's Kath. I'm 26 and I'm very tall. 6'5" to be exact. There's a reason I'm mentioning my height. I live in an older home. I'm still determining how old to be exact. I've yet to research the history of this place. This entire experience has undoubtedly accelerated this plan. I bought it from some old dude and called it a day, which, in hindsight, was a stupid-ass decision. But I can't change the past. Anyway, the house was made for short people, is what I'm trying to say. I have to duck down to enter or leave rooms. My house is also on a hill, so half is on a foundation. My bedroom window is about 7 feet from the ground. I have to lift myself to see into my room. Sorry if this entire section is monotonous to read. I swear this is all pertinent information. I also have these big bay windows in my living room that look out into the forest I live in. I don't know why I'm mentioning this, but oh well. All right, I think I got everything. Let's go ahead and get on with the story. So I moved into my home during an especially rough period in my life. So I didn't do a lot of research when initially buying the house. I love nature. I've always found peace whenever I was camping, hiking, or whatever outdoorsy shenanigans I would get up to. I figured moving to a cabin-esque house in the middle of but nowhere was the best thing I could do at the time. And you know what? It was great. I spent a lot of time outside, familiarising myself with the trails and stuff. During the day, the forest was alive. Chirping birds, insects, you name it. At night, it was quiet. But you'd still hear the odd animal call. It was exactly what I needed. Another thing that did take a little getting used to was finding an animal's leftovers while on a hike. I'd stumble upon a rotting carcass and have to take a moment to shake the initial shock off. Nature is scary, ma'am. I don't have a lot of big predators wandering through my neck of the woods. I get the odd bear or cougar. However, one time I was out on a hike. I wasn't too far from my house. Maybe a half hour walk. And came across one of those most grotesque sights I've ever seen. I've seen my fair share of animal carcasses. But this was something else. The animal was ripped to shreds. I won't go into too much detail, but whatever this thing was, its body parts were strewn over a 10, maybe 15 foot radius. It was horrifying. I also couldn't shake the feeling that something was watching me. I left that place in a hurry. I also avoided that area like the plague, because another thing I noticed was how dead silent the forest seemed. It was eerie. Fast forward a couple of weeks, and that feeling of being watched returned. But this time, I was sitting in my living room. I didn't have curtains for my big bay windows, and being in the middle of nowhere, I didn't worry about people spying on me while watching TV. I also found the darkness relaxing, creepy, but relaxing. On top of feeling like someone was really eyeing me up, not seductively either, more like I was dinner, I started hearing weird noises at night. I live in a remote area in central British Columbia, Canada. We get some bizarre animal sounds here, but nothing compared to what I was hearing. To describe the sound, for anyone who's played the game or watched the show The Last of Us, you know the sound the clickers make? It was similar to that, but more growly, more guttural. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's the best way I can describe it. I started finding more animal remains closer to my house, which made me nervous. I thought a grizzly had made the area its turf, which isn't good. Grizzlies are mean and very dangerous, so I decided to cut back on the number of hikes I did during the day. And on the odd hike I did, I was hyper-vigilant, always looking for the apparent signs of a bear, large tracks, feces, claw marks on trees, etc. I wasn't seeing any signs. There was nothing to indicate a large predator was skulking around my house. Cut to the night of March the 21st. My bedroom was a little toasty, and I was like a damn furnace, so I had my bedroom window open. I have a screen thingy that keeps bugs out, to let the cool breeze in. It was around 1, maybe 2 a.m., when I started to get this horrible sinking feeling. Can't quite describe it, other than my entire body was telling me to run. I started hearing that clicking sound again, and I just figured a big animal was walking in my yard, hence my unease. I kept waiting to hear footsteps, or the crunching of twigs, just anything, but nothing. That's also when I noticed how damn silent the forest was, just like when I stumbled across those remains. I opened my eyes and turned my lamp on. I was going to get up and get some water. While my eyes were adjusting to the light, I saw something in my window. Remember, the window is 7 feet off the ground. So imagine my surprise when I saw 2 enormous eyeballs staring at me. I'm assuming you're familiar with the whole fight or flight response humans have, right? You either punch out or run in the opposite direction. Well, I'm a runner, but at this moment, I was paralysed with fear. I've never felt anything like it. But after staring into the lovely eyes of my peeping Tom, I finally got my feet under me, and I ran out of the room like a bat out of hell, or I tried to. In my panic, I forgot to duck, and absolutely hit myself hard on the doorframe. I fell flat on my ass, but since I was still in panic mode, I flipped onto my stomach and did this weird half-flailing like a fish, half-army crawl to my bathroom, which was directly across the hall from my bedroom. I got in and slammed and locked the door behind me. Hell, I know I wrote that entire section in a rather humorous way, but I was so damn scared at that moment. I had a nasty headache from slamming my head into the doorframe and was hyperventilating. Worse still, I left my phone in the room. There was no way in hell I was about to march my ass back into my room with the hide behind playing Peeping Tom. So I sat in that bathroom. I moved over to the bathtub, where I somehow fell asleep in the fetal position. It took a lot of courage for me to leave that bathroom when I woke up. I think I was asleep for maybe 3 or 4 hours. And you can't imagine the relief I felt when I saw daylight. Once I confirmed, the hide behind was gone. I grabbed my keys and phone, ran out of my house in nothing but my undies, and drove all the way to my brother's house, who lives 4 hours away, mind you. I showed up on his doorstep early in the morning in my boxers, spotting a massive goose egg on my forehead and raving like a lunatic about big eyes in my window. After he calmed me down and got me into some clothes, I was able to tell him everything. He obviously didn't believe me. Hell, I don't even believe what I saw. All I know is that it scared the living hell out of me. In lighter news, my brother convinced me to see a doctor for my forehead. I had a mild concussion, to which he promptly started calling me Unicorn. The goose egg was dead centre on my forehead. I ended up returning home after a month of staying away. My brother and his wife were okay with me staying, especially since whatever I saw rattled me. But they were expecting their first child pretty soon, and it felt wrong to hang around. I can tell you that I inspected the house and the surrounding area for anything. There was nothing, no tracks, no animal feces, not a. Also, there are no trees close to my window. So for anyone thinking, it was probably an owl, you pussy. Sorry to burst your bubble. Anyway, yeah, that's my long story. I had no idea it would be this long. But it's been a good couple of months and nothing seems unusual. The birds are back to their usual chirping and I haven't found any animal remains since that encounter. So that's a start, I guess. But yeah, let me know what you think. If you know what this thing might have been, please tell me. I really want to be wrong, but all signs point to this thing being a hide behind. If it is, I have no idea what to do next. I can't exactly buy a new house, especially not in this economy.
Have you ever been in the woods when it's gone quiet?
Yeah, we.
Yeah. It's eerie though, isn't it? I mean, we don't have big predators in our woods. I think the biggest predator we've got is a fox.
Deer.
Yeah, deer. Yeah. Yeah, they're not predators. Well.
What are they prey to something?
Well, to the cars.
Yeah.
You know, there's not really any beasties in this country, is there, to be fair?
Some scrunches.
Well, yeah, we have got one in the woods, haven't we?
Yeah.
But I have actually, I felt it in Goblin Coombe Woods. And I went walking with Rog once and I needed to get out of there. It was horrible. I think it might have had something to do with there were loads of empty shotgun cartridges.
Yeah.
And it made possibly, was that making me feel really uncomfortable? But it got to this point where I was just like, we need to go. And of course, as soon as I said that, we got lost and we were stuck there.
Yeah.
For an extra hour trying to find our way out again. All my fault, because I think I know everything.
Yeah. that was the woods that we went to where like Star Wars and that was filmed.
Oh, the puzzle woods, yeah.
Yeah. I reckon like a goblin or something lives there and walks across them bridges. And...
Yeah. Yeah, you can imagine it, because it is like a proper...
Or Yoda.
Yeah.
Yoda might live there.
Yeah, because it is like a proper fairy tale woods there.
Yeah.
Isn't it? With all the moss and everything else. And you would think that Ewoks lived up in the trees.
Yeah, trust.
Just to mention as well, I haven't heard my owl for ages.
I'm not complaining.
Well, because I'd like to just clarify something. Because when I was chatting to our neighbours, apparently you don't just hear, you never hear an owl. Because if you hear one, there will always be two and they're talking to each other.
Yeah.
So it's a pair. I love it, but I'd like to hear it again.
I always hear like the morning doves.
The pigeons?
Morning doves.
Oh, why are they called morning doves?
I don't know, but they got out.
Oh, yeah. I just call them pigeons.
Nah, because they make like that one sound, but pigeons make a different sound. But morning doves like make this one specific sound. And he's like really nostalgic for some reason.
Oh, nice.
Because I think he's everything that is a pigeon, or not, well, a bird that was like heard a lot when people were younger. So it reminds them of that.
Yeah.
Because like there's a sound on TikTok and it reminds everybody of it when they was younger.
Oh, that's nice. And is it known as the mourning dove, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I'd not heard of that.
But it's not like always a mourning dove. Is MOURIN summit.
Right, okay.
So it's spelled not like the morning, 6 a.m, it's different morning.
Okay. Oh, like a MOUR.
Yeah.
Morning. Oh, okay. Oh, that's a new one. Right, are you ready for the second story?
Yes, I am.
All right, so this happened about 8 months ago. My family, me, and my friend were all on vacation in Concan, Texas. We rented an Airbnb to stay at for the week. It was a nice house, with the backyard having a little greenbelt forest to the left. My friend and I would play hide and seek out there for fun, because of how many good spots there were. When it started to get dark, he wanted to continue playing, so we did. Nothing strange happened. For the next 2 days, my whole family and me and him go out and have fun, fishing and hiking. On about the third day of our staying at the house, we get back at about 6-7 p.m, and by then the sun is kind of starting to set, so we go out and play hide and seek in the dark, in the woods. At the back of the house, there's a back door that leads out to a little patio with a roof and walls with window screens, basically just a small room. And once you walk out of the room, the entire backyard is just grass with a fire pit in the middle. If you were to turn left, there's the forest. In the far left corner of the yard, there was a path that led through the woods, and that's where we would go to play. Also, there was a small shed on the left side of the house, right by the tree line of the woods. Keep in mind, it was now about 8 p.m. because of how long we were playing for, so by now it was super dark. The only light was the moon, the flashlight on my phone, and the small light on the patio, which can barely be seen once you're in the woods. We've been playing for almost an hour, and it's my turn to find him. There is a pretty important part to know. My friend hid right next to the shed, which is right next to the tree line. So he wasn't really hiding in the forest, but I obviously didn't know that at the time. So as I'm walking straight through the forest, the path didn't really have any turns. I decide to start recording on my phone, and I start to kind of give up after looking for him for about 2 minutes. So I call his name, Javi. It's silent for about 3 seconds, when out of nowhere, I hear some high-pitched screech from about 40 feet away, a little bit to my right. At first, I thought it was him, so I started walking towards the noise, waiting for him to jump out at me. I was right in the middle of the woods, and the noise 100% came from in front of me, not behind me where my friend was hiding by the shed. So whatever made that noise wasn't him. After a few seconds, I say his name again. Javi. The same noise again, but in a higher pitch. I try and laugh it off, creeped out, so I yell his name once again, and whatever was making the noise responds with a howling type of noise, but it sounded closer to me. I immediately sprint out of there, sounding like a little nerd while running. Bro, stop. This isn't funny. When I get back to the backyard, I shine my flashlight near the shed because he was breaking sticks, and then he jumps out to scare me. I asked him if it was him making the noise and if he heard it too, and he replied saying, I thought that was you. Sure, it could have been my friend, but I still don't think so. I've attached the video in the comments. Let me know what you think.
So in between, we've just got nostalgic because Toby has showed me a video, which I'll put on social media tomorrow, of a mourning dove. And he was saying about how he used to bury Woody in the garden. I think that he might still be out there somewhere.
Yeah, under where we used to have the trampoline, he's under there. I remember the exact spot.
Do you? Because I've like reseeded that. So you can't unbury him now.
No, you can't be bothered. If all the grass disappears one day, then I'm going to dig him up.
Yeah.
Under the patio. It's under the patio.
Oh, okay.
But if patio goes one day, then I'm going to dig him up.
Okay, fair enough. Well, take that childhood sort of point of view, that he got up and he walked away and he's with somebody else now, or he's on a massive adventure.
Or he's suffering under dirt.
No. No.
I remember the first horror film that I watched when I were little was It. And I was very little in it, and it scared me. Pretty sure I said on it before.
Yeah, you have, yeah. Do you know about burying things in the garden? It reminded me actually of when Maisie's goldfish died.
Yeah.
And we had to do a ceremony in the back garden, and she had to say a few words, and then we buried it in a matchstick box. And when I went out to hang the washing out a few days later, she'd dug it back up again. Yeah. And I said, why have you done that? And she said, I wanted to check that it's gone to heaven, but it hasn't. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's their soul.
Soul, yeah. Yeah.
That reminds me of when I had two fish and I called them Spider-Man and Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah. That's when you were in love with Mary Jane, wasn't it? You had a big crush on Mary Jane in the film. Anyway, we need to get back to the story. Screaming in the woods. No, thank you. I quite like the idea of playing hide and seek in the woods at night time.
No. I mean, if you're planning on living in the woods, in a cabin in the middle of the woods, you would definitely have a rifle on you. And Bible, because it would be Bible in my left hand, rifle in my right hand.
I like it. It sounds like a song.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah.
I heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
But that's how it would be.
It's probably off a movie. Yeah, but it sounds like a song. Right, are you ready for the third and final story?
Yes, I am.
This is a story I've shared on Reddit before, but not as a standalone post. I think it belongs here. When I was in high school,
there was a guy named Gene who was friends with me and my buddies. Gene had a tendency to make up very unbelievable stories about himself, trying to impress us. The one he repeated the most was that he was learning ancient magic from a group of druids who lived in a nearby canyon. He never admitted they were lies. He acted as if they were totally true. He never showed us any proof. He just said them casually, as if they were obvious and not surprising at all. Yeah, I'm a druid. A real one. So what? One night, I was walking around and I saw a construction site. I was really into exploring abandoned places, so I went inside and checked it out. When I left, I knocked over their porta potty. I was still kind of childish and thought it was hilarious. After that, I did the same thing to every porta potty I found. One day, I told my friends about it, and Jean, always trying to be centre of attention, said, Oh, that's nothing. I like to set them on fire. We were not into arson at all, and we knew Gene was full of crap, so we challenged him to show us some evidence of his deeds. We all got into the car, only one of us had one, and followed Gene's instructions. The site was in a rural area with lots of hills and thick woods, typical of the Pacific Northwest. There was a gravel road that turned off a main road at a sharp bend, and led to a gravel parking lot in the woods. This was where several hiking trails started. There were no lights there, and the street light on the main road barely reached through the trees. There was no other cars there. One of the trails went past a gate, meant to keep vehicles off the trails, and turned sharply to the left from the back of the parking lot. The porta potty was supposed to be about 30 feet up the trail, and we later found out that Gene actually did melt it into a blue puddle. But that night we never made it there. We had a few flashlights, and we all walked up the trail together. As far as I remember, we didn't hear any sounds from animals or people. We got about halfway to the spot, then we all stopped walking. Someone whispered, Do you feel that? And we all ran down the trail, got into the car and drove away as fast as we could. Once on the road, we talked about what we felt. I felt the same thing as everyone else, the most powerful and primal fear I've ever felt. It was like we were about to die. It clearly told us, I need to leave right now. I don't know what it was, maybe a cougar or something, since they sometimes attack hikers. But we didn't see anything or hear anything. I've read that if a little voice in your head tells you to do something, it's a good idea to listen. I wonder if Jean's porta potty fire angered some spirit of the forest or something. I've gone back to that trailhead a few times during the day to show my friends where this happened. I've also taken a friend who's sensitive, as they say, and they didn't sense anything. Edit. Feel free to ask me anything. I've had a lot of weird experiences, like seeing a few ghosts, some strange lights in the sky several times, and some other stuff. This is the only unexplainable experience I've had that was really scary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think we all have had one of those friends who likes to exaggerate a little.
Yeah, I can tell you that for sure.
Oh, I think it's quite sad, though. As you get older, you realise it's because they want to impress.
Yeah.
You know, because they haven't got a lot of self-confidence.
But when you know they're lying, it's a bit awkward.
It's frustrating, but yeah.
Like, you don't have to lie.
Yeah.
Like,
just be yourself.
Yeah.
Have you heard of third man syndrome?
Nope.
Right? And now, third man syndrome is a voice that tells you.
Oh, that's actually what I was thinking it was.
Yeah, yeah.
A voice in your head, like skits of people.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
It's freaky, right? Because I've heard a few of Radio Rental. Yeah, it was Radio Rental. Did this really freaky story, this woman saying about how she went to this club and this bloke was overly interested in her. And she decided, right, I'm going to leave. And he followed her back to her car. But this voice was giving her directions on what to do. And also there's a Spooked podcast episode, and it's the same thing. This young lady's out in the woods, and she can hear some people, and they've seen her, some blokes, and it tells her what to do, and they're running out, like, chasing her, and this voice is saying, like, stop now, and, like, she'll hide, and then it's, like, really clearly telling her when to run and get out of there.
Yeah.
So interesting.
I reckon it's somebody with a telepathic person.
Yeah, but there are different theories, because some people think it's like a guardian angel.
Yeah, but yeah, I think it's like somebody that reads minds, and like you can make their voice hear you. Like Professor Xavier.
Mm. Oh, who's that?
Some people will know.
Okay.
It's from X-Men, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Oh, I know, yeah. The old guy.
In the wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll do an episode on the third person syndrome at some point. I'll see if I can get some stories together, because it's scary but interesting. And I'm all for something, whatever it is, keeping us all safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon there's like a guardian angel for each person.
Mm-hmm.
But you only, like, they only tell you in a certain position you're in.
Yeah. Do you know, like, when George had his fall? So yeah. I'm going to clarify this, what happened last April. George was 17 at the time. He's my middle child, and he was doing some roofing works. And I can talk about it a little bit now, but before I couldn't. Now, he was working on an extension on, like, what would be a third floor of a building. And he fell off. And fortunately, as he fell, he grabbed the downpipe of the neighbouring house, which broke his fall. And it was really bad. We didn't know if he was going to live. It was the most awful experience I've ever had. He was in a coma. He couldn't walk properly. He lost, like, the use of the right side of his body. But slowly, you know, that's come back and he's doing well. But my mum and me, Nanny, to you, both said, because Grandad Cocker had died 6 months to the day of this happening, and it was actually the day that we launched the podcast, wasn't it, that Grandad Cocker died? It was, yeah. And we both said he saved him. He was like, oh no, you ain't doing that, my Cocker.
Yeah.
You know? And you could imagine it, like, that ain't happening,
not
Cocker.
Not down there, me Cocker.
Yeah. So we thank our lucky stars that he grabbed the downpipe. But yeah, head injuries, oh, scary stuff, isn't it, love?
Yeah.
Scary stuff, what we've been through for this last year. Wouldn't want to go through that again.
Well, that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed, and we'll catch up again soon.
We will indeed. We will, well, I will. I keep saying we will. I will catch up with you again on Saturday for some listener and Reddit stories. And then we will be, both of us will be back again on Monday. Take care, everyone.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.